USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. At the closing bell on Friday, the Dow losing 1,008 points to fall to 32,283. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Fed Reserve Chairman is defending the central bank's response to soaring inflation. Jerome Powell saying raising interest rates is painful, but warned about deeper pain if inflation isn't controlled.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
Headlining the Fed's annual economic summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell vowing to continue using the Fed's tools forcefully. The State Department is confirming reports that an American was killed in Ukraine. Newsweek reporting the American was a volunteer fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. The State Department didn't give any further details about the American out of respect for the privacy of their family. More flood relief is coming to eastern Kentucky as the Kentucky House and Senate passed a flood relief bill. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The NASA Orion spacecraft is at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, awaiting launch in a few days' time as part of the Artemis 1 mission. Randy Lycans, Vice President and General Manager of NASA Enterprise Solutions, says this mission will make history.
This new deep space exploration system is going to take us back to the moon to new science discoveries that we can't even imagine yet.
A former boxer has some fighting words about a new Hulu documentary. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
A new series on Hulu is lying to America when a series about boxing champ Mike Tyson's life on the streaming platform was advertised as endorsed by Mr. Tyson. Here's Mike on Newsmax overnight.
They lied on a few occasions telling people that it was my show so they can get free advertisements and use somebody's property. They also used the UFC to try to allow them to promote their movie, and Dana said he's not with that at all. They're charlatans and he didn't want to have nothing to do with them.
Rangers at Mount Rainier National Park say they've found a climber's body after a fall. The National Park Service saying the climber was identified as a 52-year-old Canadian man. Witnesses reported Monday seeing a climber take a substantial fall, descending the Washington State Mountains Disappointment Cleaver route. He was on a private recreational summit climb with friends at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.